Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm sure that many of us here are familiar with swimming. After taking the service here a few weeks ago, and I told you how I managed to survive entering into the pool, I decided to take a challenge. I don't know how far it's going to go, but I've decided that as often as I can, I should get into the pool. And hopefully, not long from now, I'll be up for a challenge, for a competition. I'm not sure whether it's going to be Olympics, but and that's being too hopeful. But anyway, I'm trying to go for it. Our gospel lesson from this morning speaks to us of believers. Believers who were in a small boat. The sudden appearance of a frightening storm, and then the calming, saving presence of Jesus walking on the water. In many ways, this story sounds ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous to our 21st century mind. Can you think of that man walking on the water? Sounds like a fairy tale. A powerful force stilling a storm, and people changed from fear to faith. I mean, it sounds unbelievable. Who would believe this kind of story? It sounds like a movie. But despite the strange nature of this miracle, the story speaks volumes to us about what it means to be Christians and to be the body of Christ. Long ago, and even now, people believed that the sea was a place where all evil forces dwelled. So they felt, and people still believe that you know, seas are very scary, and there are demons, you know, in the sea. We remember the story of Jonah and the fish, and other stories. And for some people, they say whether it was the fish that swallowed Jonah or Jonah that swallowed the fish. But we hear that story about water and the kind of things that happen. I remember a few years ago when I told a friend of mine that I had a feeling and I really want to go for missions in Cameroon. And he asked me how I was going to travel, and I said, by boat. And he said, do you know how to swim? And I said, no. And he said to me, then, before you travel, you need to leave your wheel. So that in case you don't come back, I will know what to do with you. Because we had a friend like that who traveled to Cameroon, and since then he has not traveled again. He experienced heavy storm as they were traveling. I don't think he was exaggerating, but he said the storm lifted their boat almost like higher than the roof of a house and slashed them. And that day, he said his final prayers. He said, God, into your hand I commit my spirit. And after that trip, he decided not to travel to Cameroon, not at least by sea. Water continues to be a source of fear, and for some, we fear water. But water is not the only thing we fear. We live in very frightening times with rising level of global and domestic terrorism. We fear for the future of our children. We fear the degradation of the environment. In fact, there is global concern about the impact of global warming and climate change. We fear economic uncertainty, which impacts both young and old alike. Again, we fear an illness that can both physically and financially destroy us. Like the disciples in that little boat, we often feel out of control over the things that matter the most. And so in a way, Matthew's story, the story of Jesus walking on the water, is not so much a miracle as it is a declaration. There's a form of declaration here. Jesus said to the disciples, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Jesus in this story is revealed to the disciples as the one who calms the storm and who has the power over all that frightens us. Jesus is the one who teaches us. He reaches out to us when we are caught in the storms of life, when unexpected events come upon us. In this story, we see Jesus grabbing Peter's hand, and we are reminded that our Lord has the same power to strengthen us and hold us in the moments of our greatest need. Again, as was read to us from Isaiah chapter 43, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. In fact, some version says, by your name," which means God knows us by name as individuals. "I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." I mean, that's really wonderful, amazing promise that we have from God. You walk through the waters will not drown you. We are reminded that we belong to the Lord. We are united with Him, and nothing can ever separate us from that glorious promise. We are eternally loved. We may feel in danger. Our burdens may seem more than we can bear, but we have our Lord's assurance that He will never abandon us and that He will never allow us to be on our own. This wonderful story speaks to us on a personal level and also on a congregational level. We must place our trust and hope in Jesus. And that's exactly what Peter did. He placed his faith in the one who said to him, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." We need to place our hope in the changing times that we live in. And today Jesus stands before us in the midst of the oppressed, the disadvantaged, the imprisoned, the despairing, and He calls us to step out into the unknown. He's calling us into the unknown. In fact, the other time I took a walk with the trekkers, and I was made to understand that before any trekking was to take place, Ray and the team, I hope I'm saying what is right here, would have already known where and how people were going to go. Is that not true? And so what happened that day was that as we were trekking, Ray would say, "Stop. And you have to stop." And Ray would say, "Move this way." And then we had to obey and we moved that way. In fact, you didn't have to disobey because she says, "Stop. This way." In fact, there were about three of them who had already gone through the way. They know where we're going. And they knew how to direct us through the right way. And they told us it is 7 miles, and it was exactly 7 miles. Because they've gone through the way. They know where we're going to go. So God goes ahead of us. He knows the way. He knows how to lead us through the way. We are never left alone as we walk through the journey of life. I believe that one of the greatest challenges that comes to us is also the challenge to join Peter and get out of the boat. And I believe we are all called upon to find a time and place where we can step out of the boat. Like Peter, we need to leave the safety of the boat and walk towards Jesus. Sustained by the knowledge that his presence and his protection are available to us. And I like this part. Now, probably you would have noticed that on the pew, there are no seat belts. Are there seat belts? No seat belts on the pew. Jesus wants us to find a way to get up and serve. There are no restrictions on the pew. You are not tied. We are not tied to the seat. I am not tied to the seat, to the minister's seat where I sit. We need volunteers to serve as choices, people to make deliveries for our local food bank. We need people who will visit and take time to call on the ill and those who are bedridden. We need people who will care enough about our young people. Next year is Scottish Year for the Young. People who will serve as mentors, as teachers in our Sunday school. We need volunteers in Jaffa 1 and Jaffa 2, and those who can help out in Boys Brigade and Scout. We also need people who will volunteer, who will step out from the pew and help out in street level and other local initiatives within our community and beyond. There is no seat belt wherever you are sitting, and you can only know the strength that comes from God by the time you step out. No matter what the storm of life might be, no matter where we may be in our own journey of life, we know that wherever Jesus is, the widest storm becomes calm. He may not always calm the storm, but he will always calm his people. He gives us the peace that passes all human understanding, the peace that the world cannot understand, the peace that doctors and nurses cannot comprehend. They will wonder, why are you happy in the face of your sickness? But the answer will only be because there is this peace that passes all human understanding. And so today, let us step out of the boat. Let us walk with Jesus as he leads. He's always going ahead of us. He knows the way. He goes the way. And so we can trust him to lead us. Amen.